USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another death row inmate is dead after a federal execution this afternoon. Iowa drug kingpin Dustin Harkin was executed for killing five people in the early 90s in Iowa. Two of the victims were government informants and the other two were children. He is the third federal death row inmate to be executed this week. Vice President Mike Pence on the campaign trail, this time in Ripon, Wisconsin, talking about some of the accomplishments of President Trump.
In two short months, May and June, saw record-breaking job creation. We've already added 7 million jobs back to the American economy, and we're just getting started.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow ends the week losing 62 points and finishing at 26,672. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A civil rights leader passes away. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Civil rights leader C.T. Vivian, a very close associate of the late Dr. Martin Luther King during his crusade for racial equality, has died at 95. Family members confirm he passed away in Atlanta early Friday. Vivian, a black Baptist minister, was one of King's staunchest supporters and most effective aides with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the 1960s, as the organization spearheaded a nonviolent campaign to end segregation in the South. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in November of 2013.
The NFL says it will wait for the results of an independent investigation into sexual misconduct claims against the Washington Redskins before taking action. The league said in a statement released this morning the allegations are serious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding a college football season taking place, Urban Myers, a former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
2 weeks ago, yes. Last week, medium. I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, etc. I'm optimistic right now.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron agrees with Coach Meyer.
I think we definitely need football. I think we're going to have football. There's obviously going to be some adjustments. Obviously, the safety of our young men are going to be first, but we're ready. The country needs it. I think the state of Louisiana needs it. The economy needs it. We all need it. I think our children need to get back to school, and we need to get in the right track and find a way to fight this thing. We have a saying here, we don't blink. Whatever that situation at hand is, we're going to have to be able to master it and focus in on having a great season.
For more news, we can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.